Hi there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome to the Ignite Your Wellness Business podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Allison McLean, physical therapist, yoga teacher, coach, massage therapist, and owner of Ignite Your Wellness Business. This is the podcast to help you as a wellness entrepreneur create an online extension of your in-person wellness practice, so you can help more people without overextending yourself or relying 100% on your body. So grow your dream business to 100K and beyond using my proven systems. Hey there, wellness entrepreneur. Welcome back. Today, we're going to talk about all the different types of online programs, because sometimes when we're in our one-to-one in-person sessions and we have our hands on people's bodies and we're feeling into their energies, or we're teaching a bunch of yoga classes in person, it's hard to imagine how we can bring these skills online and what that could look like. And sometimes we get locked into this feeling that there's only one type of program where we create the content, similar to like educational reels, where we might put a few exercises in it or speak to anatomy and body mechanics and then put these videos in an online portal and slap it up and then get people in it, and that's all there is to it. But there's actually many different types of programs that you can create dependent upon what your skill sets are, what certifications you have, your expertise, your life experience, and of course, the result you're going to be offering someone at the end point. What will they get when they pay to work with you in this online manner? So today we're going to go over different types of online programs. So you know that there's some different options out there that can really hone upon your strengths, your expertise, and so you can stand out, because this is just a starting point. Really, you can create a hybrid of these types of programs. And often there's one type of online program that is seriously overlooked, but for many people, especially with a small audience, it can be what frees you up from being physically nailed down to your in-person clinic to get revenue, or those back-to-back in-person sessions to get revenue. It's an easy way to get money online if you have an audience, and that audience can be small. So let's go over these types of programs now. The first type of program is that on-demand online program, where it is. You're going to think of a result that you might be getting someone at the end of them watching all your videos and consuming all your content. But essentially, you might have a workbook and you might have a series of modules with corresponding lessons in each module. Let's say 4 modules and 3 to 4 lessons in each module. And by the end of completing all those lessons, that person will get some type of wellness result. That is your standard on-demand program, meaning the wellness client will purchase this program for you, sometimes from a landing page. The average price could be anywhere from $99. That's typically on the lower end, but a couple $100s to possibly even $1,000. And they'll work through this program completely independent from you and get a specific result. Now, let's go over some pros and cons of this. Pros, often from the burnout, tired, exhausted wellness entrepreneur not wanting to add more one-to-one sessions to their schedule, this type of program seems very enticing. They're just, the common myths are that you'll throw up a landing page, you'll make some nice copy, you'll make some Instagram posts highlighting that, maybe do a free masterclass or low ticket workshop, have some follow-up emails to that, and people will buy the program. Now, this did work prior to the pandemic, before there was everyone and their brother online doing wellness entrepreneur programs, and also before many clients purchased those on-demand programs and then they just sat in email inboxes, people never logging into Kajabi or Kartra or any of those places and actually consuming those programs and getting those wellness results. which is at the disappointment, obviously, to the consumer because they paid for something and they didn't get a result from. They didn't utilize it. And it's also a disappointment to the person that created the program because I know as a wellness entrepreneur, you want your people to get results. You want them to consume your content. You want them to utilize those programs that you spent so much time creating. And I know you usually typically spend a lot of time recreating these on-demand programs. The problem is there has been a shift in the marketplace from the pandemic of people getting burnt out of those type of programs or buying them and not getting results, so not wanting to do that again in the future. And there's a lot of talk about, I need help being held accountable. I want someone to guide me through the steps, step by step, for a good reason. Because before, when they bought it and were supposed to go through independently, they just didn't do it. It's not because the program's bad or they didn't like your work or anything like that. It's only because they're busy people and they either forgot or they got stuck midway through the program. There were obstacles that got in the way. And because they were supposed to do it independently, they didn't have you guiding and coaching them through those obstacles. So what can the wellness entrepreneur do if they don't want to launch a standard on-demand program like that because people just don't want to buy it? Well, let's go over some other options. The very enticing next option is the small group program. Now, typically the small group program looks like this. It could be a group of people, 5 to 10, maybe 20, that would kind of be max, of individuals that go through a wellness type program over a specific period of time. So there's a start date, there's an end date, maybe let's get throughout 3 months, for example, a 12-week program with a very tangible result at the end of it. So let's go over some ideas I've been talking with my clients on for examples of these type of programs. So for example, my client Lynn, she is a physical therapist to runners, and she is considering bringing in an online program for new marathon runners by the end of 12 weeks. They'll be able to complete their first marathon. Or I have another client, Kelly, who specializes in women's health. She's a physical therapist, but she also has a lot of credentials, experience, and certifications in helping professional athletes, especially in the triathlete world, in getting improved performances in their races with reduced risk of injury. And so similar to that, she could create a 12-week program on completing your first triathlon with reduced and preventing injury along the way. Very specific, tangible results with both of these, where the individual that completes these type of programs will be prepared for their first specific race of sorts. And because they're physical therapies, both of them will, the client will learn modalities and information to help prevent injury during the training and along the way on the race day as well. Another type of program I've created with a client is the 3-month blueprint for hypermobility, where the hypermobile person comes in and in 3 months they learned all that they need to know to adequately care for their hypermobile bodies, which then they can take that information because it's so specialized and this practitioner is the specialist in this area, and people often can't fly to see her or they're not local to her, but now they can take this information to their other practitioners. So they, when they're going to their traditional physical therapist, for example, they're not getting flared up by those exercises. So this type of program has a lot of flexibility and can really cater to a specific expertise that you might have or a specific niche of people that you work with. The trick about this type of program, and same is true for the on-demand program, is that you do need either a mature business, meaning you don't have to have a large audience, but you could have an audience, an email list, for example, around 300 people, maybe an Instagram following of 500 people or so. And you can sell both of those programs But you have to be in business sometimes, meaning that audience already knows, likes, and trusts you from you in the past. So all of these practitioners, or the majority of these practitioners, have a successful brick and mortar practice where their clients already know, like, and trust them. And now this small group program is kind of an add-on feature to their in-person services. Otherwise, if you're starting from scratch and building your audience, or maybe you're newer online and growing and that know, like, and trust factor with your current audience, then you do need a bigger audience. And that's quote unquote, again, depending on how active and engaged that audience is, to consistently sell out your on-demand program and your small group program launch after launch. Sometimes it's easy to do in the first and the second round, but need a depth of that email list or that Instagram following, for example, to sell it out again and again and again. Type of online program that seems very enticing to the wellness entrepreneur, because the wellness entrepreneur hears a lot of price objections to their higher ticket offer. So sometimes offering a low ticket membership style online program seems like the answer. And it seems very easy, where they can just throw up a bunch of recorded style classes, all the classes that they've been recording. They have it all now in a vault. They can just have a membership of $49 a month, and people get those classes ad nauseum for however long they want. However, it's important to be aware that with this lower ticket item, to get 10K revenue months, for example, you need a larger size audience for that. And there's a lot of marketing that is involved with a membership style program, because not only do you have to market to get people into the membership, but now you also have to market to get people to stay in the membership so they are paying you month after month. And a common mistake here, especially with the wellness entrepreneur that does have fitness or yoga based certifications where they can teach classes and then create a vault for those classes, is, again, most people don't want to take classes just to take classes. Maybe, yes, they are taking classes because a doctor or a friend or a neighbor recommended, but typically there's an underlying reason why. Maybe they have a health issue that they feel could be solved through taking classes, such as, you know, reducing diabetes, reducing high blood pressure, reducing stress, losing weight, gaining strength, getting more mobile, healing an injury. And then what does all of that get them? So you have to not just dump a bunch of classes into a portal and think that's going to sell well, because people, again, are busy and they don't necessarily just want to take a class to take a class. So you have to speak to a result that all those classes will get the people. And it can't be in a general way. It has to be, again, in a tangible way, so people can really visualize the benefit of taking a class online by themselves at home, which is hard to do at times. I know, I remember during the pandemic, I was part of two different online portals where I could take my yoga classes and different style of classes with really, really good teachers. But it was hard to get through a class at times completely by myself in my she shed. And I'm a practitioner and I know all the benefits. And I have been taking yoga and being a yoga practitioner for over 20 years, but it was still hard. So again, the marketplace has shifted. People don't want to do things completely independently. That doesn't mean a membership can't be successful. So for example, my client Justine teaches fitness classes but she doesn't offer them in a portal, so you can attend them live. And it's nice because she's bringing more revenue into her business and it's not dependent upon her one-to-one time or dependent upon her body, or is not physically dependent for her to be in the office. She could teach these classes anywhere in the world, and she can even hire co-teachers to teach these classes for her. And the number of attendees that can attend is infinite. So lots of potential here. But she has these online classes only available for a limited time, and she offers them live. So people can attend live and get personal queuing and feedback and connect with Justine when they attend the classes live. So they are getting those contact points. They're just not expected to go through it independently. Now, another style of online program that's often overlooked because the wellness entrepreneur wants to get out of quote unquote that time for money trade. Also looking for passive revenue. Now, here's my soapbox. I don't believe that there's any passive revenue. Very rarely, maybe in some small circumstances of investing in the stock market and financial markets, there can be some passive revenue. But even then, you have to research your financial advisor. You have to research with the financial advisor what type of funds you want to invest your money in. Even in real estate, if you have property, it's not passive income, because either you have to manage the property or you have to hire a manager to manage the property. There's always work. And especially with online programs, in this instance, it's very hard to have passive revenue completely. In fact, I don't believe in it at all, because there's human beings buying your programs wanting a specific result. And when you shift out of that mindset of just wanting passive revenue and shifting from what you want and what you want for your business, and truthfully very you focused, to how you can really utilize your certifications and serve your people to the best while, yes, serving you and your business, then that opens your mind to greater possibilities, because it is just a mindset shift, especially when you're working with a coach to overcome obstacles in your schedule. Often it comes down to time. You're not having enough time. So now you want to get out of the one-to-one practice and try to use an online program to bring in that quote-unquote passive revenue. So with that mindset, the easiest type of way to go online and make money quickly is through one-to-one. So a lot of people don't like to hear that. I didn't like to hear it. When I had my physical therapy brick and mortar practice, I was sold into the on-demand program. And also the membership model. I took both courses and joined membership and mastermind groups to learn how to do those models. But truthfully, when I was navigating and transitioning from being a brick and mortar practitioner to bringing an online program, I loved my in-person services at first, because this is what it was talked about back then, is that I thought I had to completely abandon my in-person services. I didn't realize I could do a hybrid. So that's number one. Number two, I thought if I did one-to-one online, I would be getting back into that same problem of having a maxed out and overworked schedule, when it just wasn't the truth. So when I joined a different mastermind, I got coached in a different way to, yes, build my online program, but do one-to-one to start. And truthfully, that's when my business blew up. That's when it really turned around and things really took off for me in the online world. So if you are maxed out, or let's say you have a health diagnosis like an autoimmune disease where you're in person and you're a massage therapist or a body worker or a physical therapist, but your days are really limited by how many body work sessions you can do in a day, because your body's just going to give out and you need to care for yourself. Utilizing your existing audience, because it doesn't have to be big for one-to-one. You can have a very small audience of under 100 people on your email list and make 8K revenue months with a very small audience by just doing one-to-one and providing a lot of personal contact. And I say that, I don't mean overworking. I learned how to manage my schedule doing one-to-ones. And truthfully, that freed up so many other limiting mindset beliefs I had around time and my schedule. And it created so much freedom in my business as well. So don't overlook the one-to-one. If you want to transition from in-person to online, you can build your one-to-one. And sometimes it's not a long time, depending on the maturity of your business and again, how engaged your audience is, that you could go from one-to-one online to a small group program, for example, in 6 months or a year. For me, I'm staying with one-to-one online longer with my business coaching program because I had to completely start over from beginning. My email list for my practitioner brick and mortar is very different than an email list for business coaching. So I had to start completely over with building my list and building my audience everywhere. So I'm just taking it at a very sustainable pace with my one-to-one and adding in a group program. But that doesn't mean that I'm not hitting 20K revenue months, because I am 20 to 25K revenue months with one-to-one services. And I'm working 35 hours a week or less, sometimes 25 hours a week to 30 hours a week. Plus, last year, I took over 6 weeks of vacation time. So you can have a lot of freedom and flexibility in your business doing one-to-one online or have that hybrid one-to-one. Okay, I'm going to stop selling you on the one-to-one. I just think it's a very easy way to really get momentum in your business, help more people because people really want one-to-one because, again, they are burnout of those on-demand programs and bring in higher revenue months. So you can have a hybrid. You can create, for example, my one-to-ones that I do for my business coaching, the one-to-one 100K Awaken Business Coaching, I'm utilizing facets of the on-demand features because I do have a portal, I do have a workbooks, and a membership style because people only get access to my portal for the length of time that they're working with me. And I'm always adding new things into my portals, such as I'm adding the create high converting social media content in 90 minutes a week. I'm creating the transition from brick and mortar to online special program. I already have modules on creating the ethical high ticket wellness offer and high converting consults and more. And I'm adding expert instructors in there all the time. So the longer that someone stays with me, the more content and the more information they get, which is similar to a membership style program. It's also similar to on demand because they can get it and go through all that content at their own pace. It has the benefit of working with me one-to-one so I can hold them accountable. And because there is a lot of content, I can point them in the right direction in terms of what lessons, what modules are most relevant to them for whatever obstacle they're encountering. And so for any of these models or a hybrid model that you creatively come up with based upon your expertise, and this is what I really help my clients to do, then you can have the simple process of getting people into that program through a free workshop or webinar, which is why I teach the six-figure lead generating workshop system, because now you have a repeatable process to get you to 8 to 10K revenue months. And when you're adding in the small group program or a membership or on demand, when your audience maturity or size is ready, then that's a scalable offer into your multiple six-figure revenue. So I'm recording this episode on the day of the eclipse here in San Diego, well, all over the world. And I was at a networking event earlier today, and the practitioner that led a meditation about the eclipse was really highlighting the benefit of integrating and percolating and not forcing an idea to come or being graspy for a certain result to happen based upon maybe what you want, me, 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 or the ego. So listen to this podcast. Allow the tactical information to sink in. Get to know the different types of online programs. Then think about your ideal client who you love to help, who really needs your help with specific problems that they have. Think about those problems. Think about what really lights you up to teach. And in what way do you like to work with them one-to-one? What certifications and what skills can you bring online? How can you transition those online, and what would those look like in what type of program and what type of format here? So you can be so creative. Take time to dream, percolate, integrate before you just try to force out an online program in an on-demand style. Think it through, because I think when you do it this way and you're considering all these different options and then thinking of your ideal client and what your strengths are and what your expertise is, then I think a hybrid style of program will emerge, and that will allow you to differentiate yourself in a saturated wellness marketplace online. And that will be the key to having a sustainable business where you can continue to market and get clients in year after year and grow that business. So take time, meditate, visualize, and of course, if you need my help, then just reach out. Hey, if you're ready to grow your wellness business, I want to invite you to work with me. You're going to make your first six figures and then scale beyond. Your next step is to book a free consultation at igniteyourwellness.com. That's igniteyourwellness.com. Okay, I'll see you there. Bye.